And today we're going to talk about Boone Community Theater. Janae Erickson joins us.
Good morning. It's
been a while.
A couple months.
Thanks for coming back. You've been busy, though. You've been busy.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of things.
Very busy.
She goes, yeah.
That's okay. An understatement.
Yeah, well, we'll make it all work anyway.
Yes.
You know what? I do want to find out because you went, obviously, and watched The Odd Couple.
Kind of had to.
So, your dad was.
Yeah, my dad was one of the odd couple people.
He was. And the two that did that were. This is actually the first time I've seen both of them on stage together.
Well, that was kind of the point.
Yeah.
So they've been waiting to do it. They wanted to do a two-man show for like years, and they found the script and they said, "Susan, this is a cool script. Can we please do this?" And she was like, "Yes, but I'm not going to, like, you know, guarantee you'll get these parts, you know." Yeah. But they prepared and they were ready. So.
Oh, yeah. No, they won. There are, every once in a while, you get people that they know what the production's going to be and they really are geared up.
That's my dad. So yeah.
He says,
"I can do whatever part I want, basically. Like, I'll prepare for it."
Yeah. They've been in productions. They've worked together before, but the first time they both had lead, they were the leads.
Yeah, been on stage
Oscar
together,
and Felix,
really.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they've been directing each other a lot, but they've never been, like, co-leads together. So this is a treat for them.
So they had kind of fun. Well, anyway, it was good. We had pretty good attendance for all the productions.
Yeah.
I think things went pretty well for that.
Yeah.
Then in the midst of all of that, in between their two weekends, we did auditions for Ms. Holmes.
Yes. Yep.
Which is coming up next.
Yeah.
And Kelsey Peterson kind of picking up, doing a lot of the directing for this.
Yes.
Not able to join us right now.
Yeah. So,
but this is a little different take on it. And right away, she's got two leads in here that she thinks this might be dangerous.
Did you read the comments?
Yeah, I read the comments.
At auditions, we were squirreling around a little bit. So,
Janae is one of them. She is Dr. Dorothy Watson. And yes. Jessica Stanley plays Sherlock Holmes.
Yes, so. Jessica and I get along very well, almost too well sometimes.
So. You have a lot of women leading this cast.
Yes, that's the whole thing. It's Sherlock and Watson, but reimagined as women. So it's very women-based, and I love it.
Okay, well, now let's talk about this because performances don't come up until next year.
Yeah, not very far into next year.
No, right away. Yeah, it's going to be third, fourth, and we have five performances all together.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Third and fourth, we'll have a matinee on Saturday the 4th and then an evening production at night. And then the following Friday and Saturday, 10th and 11th. And so only five performances.
Yes. Not complaining about that.
Well, there's that. Yeah, that's because you're in the next one, too. So
yes. Yeah.
So far, what have you guys been doing so far? Because I know you're trying to do as much, put as much in place as you can before you hit holidays.
Yes. We're taking a lot of time off for the holidays. Not a lot, but a few weeks here and there. So we're working hard in the beginning so we can have a lot of groundwork laid out for us before we really like zone in during the holidays. So.
Okay. Who's helping with like stage and stuff like that?
I know Christopher Levi and Thomas Dale are doing most of the set and props and stuff like that.
Okay.
Brandon has been also helping with like blocking and stuff like that. We have a couple of, like, not combat scenes, but heavy, like, movement scenes that we needed help with because there's, like, a lot of people on stage moving around. So,
yeah
lots of jumping and thrashing. And
things like that.
Don't want to give it away too much, but, it's pretty exciting.
Plan to be there. Anyway, that is, once again, that's going to be coming up after beginning of the year, January 3rd, 4th, and again, 10th and 11th.
Yes.
So we're not even going to talk about ticket sales right now or anything. That will hold off for a little bit.
Yeah, yep. I know there will be online sales, pre-sales, and in at the door. So.
Okay. So far, the parts, how hard is it? Because you and Jessica can kind of go off the wall a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I can, yeah, that's kind of what it would be. But yep. You can, I mean, you can do things like you will ad lib stuff and things like that as well.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've...
You got to keep yourself contained a little bit.
We're trying. It is, it's really fun to work with her because she's like just really smart as a person. She's a lot like Sherlock in that way. And it's really fun to work with her. And obviously we get along really well. We make a lot of jokes and stuff, but we still get the job done. We're a little bit late some nights, but it's okay.
we'll make it. We'll make it go. Some of the other characters in there, you've got Dana Scherer.
Yes.
Melanie Jansen.
Dana's back. Mel actually, yes, Mel had to drop out, unfortunately. Okay. But Dana's mom, Jennifer Cokejohn, okay, is coming back for that.
Okay.
Yep.
Lisa Ladd.
Yes, Lisa Ladd. Yep.
Brittany Rhodes.
Yes, Brittany Rhodes. She's back after a couple of years of being out.
Shelby Brown.
Yeah, we know Shelby.
Yeah. And you've got Gary.
Gary Gardner.
he's going to do, he'll cover Ryan Peterson, Isaiah Chapman, Jason Vogel.
Yes. So. Yep. So Jason actually was at auditions supporting his girlfriend, Brittany.
And he got drafted.
Thomas Dale. He was like, hey, do you want to help out with tech? And he was like, sure. And then he's like, and also, can you read these parts just really quick? Because we don't have that many guys here on auditions. And he was like, okay. And then he ended up on the cast list. So
he's going, oh, well, that's how, but he's willing to do it.
Is, but he is doing really, really great. So. For a never have acting before, he is doing great. Like, seriously.
So then, who knows? This might be his newfound thing.
I know. And he keeps talking about how much he loves to do it with his girlfriend. Oh, okay. And he's so excited and it's so cute. So I hope that she drags him back for more. Yes. So,
all right. Well, that's it too. You have some people, it's been a while since you've been on stage.
Yeah. About a year.
So.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And you're going, yes, I can come back. I am busy, but I can make it work.
I wasn't going to originally audition. And then I talked to Kelsey and she was like, please. And I was like, okay, well, I suppose. I told her I could probably do a smaller part in this show. And then she said, but congrats. I'm going to give you this part. Yeah. And I was a little bit hesitant at first, but I'm really excited about it now. Okay. So
tell me, because Kelsey's first time directing, mm-hmm, and we know Brandon had a change of jobs, which makes it much more challenging for him.
Yep.
But you've got a lot of other people in community theater that can step up and help.
Yes. So Kelsey's had a lot of help with other seasoned directors have come in to help her during rehearsals. But honestly, like, she hasn't needed that much help. She's pretty natural at it. She's pretty good at knowing what to do, where to get lead rehearsals to go, and how to direct all of us crazy people.
She's been on stage before, but this will be her first time directing.
Yes, so. She's also done a lot of behind the scenes as well. She's done a lot of costuming. I believe she's done stage managing, like other stuff like that.
She's got an idea what she wants.
Oh, yeah.
And what she
thinks. Oh, she knows what she wants. Yeah. Yep. She's going to make it happen.
She's going to make it. You guys have. Yeah. All right. The next big production after this is going to be Seussical, and I really struggle saying Seussical.
Yes.
Seussical the musical. This is massive.
Massive is an understatement, yes.
A lot of characters. It's going to be a lot of performances end of February and then into March.
Yep.
And we have auditions coming up this week.
This weekend, yep. Friday and Saturday.
2-hour sessions.
Just about,
So
might be a little bit more than that.
Friday night, 6 to 8, and Saturday, 10 to noon.
Yeah, I might go into 1 o'clock, depending on how many people show up.
Now, we do have... I mean, a huge cast for this, and 8 to 80.
Yep, basically any age, as long as you're at least 8.
8 or older.
Yes, yep.
All right, so now we're, obviously musical, so this is big. I could tell right away when you had 3 directors. First of all, Christopher Levi's been around, and you are going to help out with this.
Yes. Yep.
And then Amy, this is going to be her first time working
on... Yep, Amy Oakley. I don't know if you guys remember Ingrid. It's her mom. So She's been talking about directing a show for a little bit. And we talked about it a while ago, about a year ago probably, at one of Ingrid's shows in Ames. And she goes, I really want to do Seussical. And I go, are you sure? That's a big show. She goes, well, I bet we could rope Christopher into helping us. I was like, that would be great, because I've only directed one show myself, and it was not a musical. It was a straight show, a thriller, actually. And so I'm like a little bit hesitant about doing such a big show, but with the help of them, I don't think that we'll have any issue.
Once again, you'll have a lot of people that'll be in helping out in different areas and stuff.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of the cast will be either past directors or people who have been around a lot of theater. So
anyway, Amy's first time doing this. Mm-hmm. See, Ingrid got her dad on stage.
She did.
That was a miracle worker, that one. Which was really, and he was really good.
He was. He won't say it, but he was. And I'm excited to work with Amy, and I'm sure Dale will be around. And Ingrid is actually helping choreograph.
Okay.
So she's been working really hard on it. So I'm really excited for that. Cause none of us are really strong dancers, the three of us directors. And Ingrid's been in dance forever. So she's going to be helping well with
that
a lot.
That will help out a lot. So anyway, auditions for this on Friday and Saturday.
Yes. Yep.
And we talked about, we have some other high school performances that are going to be going on. Some of those people have been in community theater and would like to be a part of this. So you're a little flexible on how these are going to work. You might have to have some done video or...
Yes. So all of the audition material is on our website under auditions. So BooneCommunityTheater.org. Auditions tab. Mm-hmm. And if you want to contact either me, Amy, or Christopher, we can definitely get you in for a private audition moment. You can send a video in or whatever. We're just going to try to get all that done this week so that way we can make casting decisions on Saturday.
We'd like to have a little bit of singing.
Singing. We're still working out exactly what we're going to have people do.
Yeah.
But there will definitely be dancing at auditions. Nothing prepared, just we'll have stuff to show you. And then singing a song about a minute long, and then we'll have some monologues and cold reads and stuff like that.
I'm thinking best bet for those that might be interested in being a part of this would be to go to the website, because you've got your links on audition sides, and you've got characters and descriptions and things like that.
A lot of information on there, there's monologues. If you come with a monologue, at least rehearsed, that's going to do a lot for you.
Okay.
So just saying.
I can't wait to see all the costuming parts and everything else that go along with it, because that's going to be no wonder we're waiting till late February before this is going to be done.
We had to kind of overlap it with Miss Holmes, because Miss Holmes comes out 6 weeks before opening night of Seussical. So we're like, oh, we need to start now.
get this going. Yeah. So, and because it is so big.
Yeah. And it's mostly music. There's not much speaking at all. So
a lot of singing.
Singing and dancing and blocking and all that fun stuff. So.
Well, good thing you roped Amy into doing this.
Yes.
Are you sure? I could just see you say that. Are you sure you want to do this?
I did. And I was like, what about this show? And I love Seussical, so I'm really excited to do it. I didn't really picture our small theater doing it, but we have a lot of really talented people helping out with it. So I think we'll be able to pull it off.
Okay, good. So auditions for that coming up Friday, Saturday. And again, go to BooneCommunityTheater.org.
Yes.
Go to just hit the auditions tab. It's the top one there that'll show up.
There's so much information.
And there's a lot of stuff here too. Otherwise, Ms. Holmes' continues with that. So I noticed on some of these, our first Fridays are getting taken up here. That takes care of our game night.
Oh.
You know that? So, just saying. Well, we work it around.
We usually just move it,
to the next
one or a different day of the week.
Okay.
Pam might fight me, but it's okay. She loves Seussical too, so.
So, there we go. Well, again, game nights, the first Fridays of the month, that you guys have been doing that. That's been a lot of fun, so you just had one this last Friday.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And then you got a few, are you working on anything else?
I believe it's open mic night coming up on the 22nd,
Friday the 22nd, maybe?
That's right, before I say that. We also do Tech Saturdays every, I think it's first and third. Yes, mm-hmm. first and third Saturday of every month. So if you're interested in helping out with sets, painting, building things, all that fun stuff, that's the time to do it. So.
Yeah, and that, the easy part there is you don't have to be on stage unless you want to
yes.
at some point.
And we've had a lot of people ask about tech. So yeah, it's a great place to learn how sets work and everything like that and help out with it because we do need a lot of help right now with the two shows coming up. And I know Miss Holmes is going to be kind of set heavy, so we're working really hard to make it look good. Open mic night is November 22nd at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Yep.
And again, that's down here at Boone Community Theater. First of all, how do you like the property, 7-Eleven story?
Oh, it's such a step up.
Gives you a lot of options.
It's so much more room than our old building was. And we have so much. We have the downstairs area for the costumes and dressing rooms and rehearsal space even. And then we're also working on getting the lobby redone. So there's like a build a brick.
Yeah,
tell me about it. I don't know if you guys saw that. Not build a brick, but donate a brick or something like that.
Buy a brick.
Yes, that's the word. And you can engrave it with something, you know, to somebody or a quote or put your name on it, whatever. Just to raise funds for that new lobby. We're going to be putting some restrooms up there, a ticket booth. It looks really good now, honestly, but we're going to add a lot more to it because the bathrooms are currently in the very back, so you have to walk across where the stage area is to get there.
It's a little cumbersome.
Please go during intermission, but if you have to, it's okay.
We'll make it work.
Anyway. Yeah, for our show, we're actually going to be more in the corner of the room. We're doing a thrust, so there'll be two sides of the audience. The middle of the stage is kind of like a corner, but that will make it easier for the restroom situation so people can go and it won't be as distracting during the show.
It gives you that flexibility of this, again, setting your stage, what you're looking for and things like that. So we've had a couple of different variety of stages. Yeah, the thrust are always kind of cool.
Yeah. So we've done three-quarter stage. We've done in the round. We did that for Pirates of Penzance.
Yeah.
That was so much fun, but also kind of terrifying. I'm not mad that we're just doing two sides for this, but we've been kind of experimenting with the space to see, you know, where the stage fits best.
Sure.
And seeing, you know, where the audience should be, what looks good with it. So it's been a learning experience for sure. We're on our second year of this building. So
7-Eleven Story Street, where it's located.
Yes. Yep. It's always working on it.
As much as possible.
Yep.
Janae Erickson's been our guest on the program today. Thanks for taking time to come in and get us up to date on what's going on. And as we get closer, get up to ticket time, we'll let them know. Auditions. You want to run through the auditions for Seussical?
Yes. Friday at 6 and then Saturday at 10, the 8th and 9th at 7-Eleven Story Street. And then all the audition information's on the website. But make sure that you're wearing comfortable clothes and shoes because there will be dancing.
Will be dancing.
Yep, lots of movement in this show. So,
and if you can moonwalk, good.
I know. Actually, surprisingly, we've been moonwalking a lot during our rehearsals. And she'll be like, back up, and I'll just moonwalk. And she's like, no.
No, we're not going to do that. All right. Janae's been our guest on the program today. Miss Holmes, that is going to be the next production that will be performed coming up on January 3rd, 4th. And 10th and 11th, and we'll when we get a little closer, we'll do ticket promotion, too.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.